It's HBR, All Things Considered, and Helping Hand. Helping Hand is a weekly feature on HBR One stations Fridays as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to those with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, it's both the disabled and vulnerable. We're learning about a remarkable nonprofit based in Thailand called Save Elephant Foundation, online at saveelephant.org, and founded by an equally remarkable woman. Save Elephant Foundation, their flagship Elephant Nature Park, and other project locations are dedicated to providing care and assistance to Thailand's captive elephant population, with an emphasis on abused, elderly, and disabled elephants. Save Elephant Foundation involve and hire from local communities as they conduct rescue and rehab programs and educational ecotourism. Volunteers play a huge role, and there are many programs where people pay a small fee that covers their room and board, and then they work to care for the elephants. The fee that you pay to do this goes towards their food, medicine, and care. Save Elephant Foundation seeks to educate potential tourists to Thailand to avoid riding elephants, elephant circuses, and elephant painting, instead promoting experiences where people see the elephants in nature. Our guest is regarded around the world as a leader in elephant conservation with an unparalleled ability to connect with elephants. In fact, once you see videos of her sitting underneath the elephants, snuggling with them, you may not believe your eyes. It's a huge thrill to welcome to HBR and to Helping Hand the founder of Save Elephant Foundation and the Elephant Nature Park, Lek Chilert. Aloha, and thank you very much for doing this, Lek.
Hi, hello, hello. Thank you to invite me in your program.
It's my great pleasure. And you've devoted your life to helping elephants since being a little girl growing up in Thailand when you were touched by the plight of Thailand's captive elephants. Explain what happened.
Yes, you know, I have experience that is to witness about elephants since I'm young. But the most that is have changed my life, when I was 16, I went to the jungle to visit elephant at the logging area. On that time, I have seen the bull elephant forced to pull the log up to the steep hill. He not well, but the mahout forced him very badly, stabbed him with a knife and bleeding on his ear, the blood rolling down to the face. And I stand about 3 meters away from him, in front of him. And then every time when he pulled the log, I can hear that he's screaming. And the way that he's screaming, he looked direct to me. And on that time, you know, I feel the energy, the vibration from the noise that he's screaming, and also the energy from the eyes that he looked at me. I can feel fear. I can feel very confused. I can feel hopeless. I can feel very angry and upset in there. That eyes that is have looked at me is unbelievable. It's powerful. So when I came back home, I couldn't rest peacefully, because every time when I go to sleep, that noise is in my mind and the eyes pop up every morning when I wake up. So I decided it's something I have to solution on that. I have to go back to visit that bull and to help him out of the fear. You know, that is the first thing that I start to involve with elephant. I came back and then I started looking for the job to find some money to go and buy the medicine to help him with the infection for his wounded. But I'm still teenage. On that time, many restaurants, I want to be a waitress to find the money, but many restaurants doesn't accept me because that's for illegal to take someone not is the right age to go and work. So they finally, that is, I found some work at the bowling company to work in the back of the bowling to clean, you know, the ball. So when I get the money, I went back to the jungle and to treat the boy. But when I started to put the medicine to the boy, I heard more. I learned more about that the mahout or the elephant keepers tell me that it's more elephant sick there, more elephant sick there, more elephant sick in the village. The deeper jungle I have seen the elephant, I have seen more suffer. And that's some kind of thing that have changed my life.
It's an incredible story and a very sad one and a moving one for anyone who loves any kind of animals. But the story has taken on an incredible layer of positivity, and I understand that it was due to the help of Americans, including one from Texas, that you were able to buy the land to provide elephants a sanctuary. Tell us the story.
Yeah, you know, I'm a tribal from the poor family. since I have seen the elephant sick, I witnessed a lot of them work in many industries, especially for logging. I have witnessed the blind elephant, both eyes blind, still working. I have seen some of them broken leg, lame, you know, even handicapped. Very old, they still work. So I asked them, I asked the people that work elephant in the jungle, I asked, why they still work here? And why not you raise them? And they said, no, they don't know where to put it. That's first thing that they answer. I said, but when this elephant can rest, they said, when are they falling down or when they can't stand anymore. So this kind of thing is touched my heart to go, I have to do something, but I don't know what to start. I keep went to the jungle and I rescue with my own money that I find the money after I graduate. I first rescue elephant, but I didn't even have be able to start the business. So I business to open the home for elephant. We lease the land and from in a small land, but I work with some of my family, but they not agree with my idea. So I went up to stay in the jungle where I lease the land from government. But you know, it's a job, it's not smooth because the government don't understand my work. They don't understand at all about the conservation. Somehow that is, I get quite a trouble with my work to spread the voice for elephant and protection of them, especially I start to talk about cruelty of elephant in our country. So I hardly have the space to leave an elephant. The elephant that I have on that time, 9 elephants. So Bert von Romer is the man from Texas, have come to our life. Suggestion by the American girl named Jane Garrison, that she worked in LA and she worked for the animal rights people, and she learned about me after she visited. She introduced Bert to visit me in Thailand. And only 3 days that is Bert visit me and I show him the project. And something is unbelievable because it, even myself, I don't believe that it's Bert who decided to buy the land and donate to us. And I'm very shocked. It's about when Bert leave and then he talked to the landlord, everything. And then first of all, that is I get contact by our bank, you know, Thailand National Bank, that is someone transfer money to my bank account. Would you believe it or not, on that time that I'm not even foundation, I'm just only ordinary. That is Bert helped me. Wow. That is amazing.
Bert von Romer.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Okay.
And he's a wonderful man, you know, he's a beautiful man.
Obviously. Obviously. That's an incredible story of philanthropy and generosity, and it's a great thing to share with other people, especially people here in the United States who can make such a big difference in your life by doing that. And it's just fantastic that guy did. At the Elephant Nature Park, as I kind of said when I was introducing you, Leg, explain the process of how you buy elderly, abused, and disabled captive elephants to then give them this new life of freedom.
Yeah, at Elephant Nature Park, we have 70% of the elephant population there is all elephant lame. We have 17 blind elephants, completely blind. And for these elephants, they come from abuse. 80% of them arrive at our project with a huge mental problem. We have to take a lot of time. It's not easy for us to just only put them there. We have to, we believe on the herd. Because it's many of them, when they arrive with us, they're over 70, and they never experienced with the family. They never have experienced with the herd. But the naturally elephant, they stay in their life, in their nature, they are the herd. So we bring them and introduce them. But the first thing that is, we have to rehab them, make them forget about their past. This is the first step, very dangerous for us, because they come with the mental. And when people ask us about why we buy elephant, we used to lease elephant from the people that they work for riding, for logging. When the elephant sick, they bring to us. And then we help to treat them. When elephant are healthy, they take out again to work. And when they're falling down, they bring to us again. It's do like that until the elephant die. They're very confused for elephant. And finally, that is, we must totally buy them freedom. But we don't give them as the money of the owner ask, because we don't want them to use our money to buy the other one. So we'll make sure everyone that we buy, the owner, will completely leave the job and they will never go back to buy the elephant again. So many of them, you know, come along and stay with us, and so many come very weak. We also have people question on us why we buy this old elephant. when we know that they will come here and they will die. Some of them might stay a week, a month, a year. But we explain to people, for me, I'd rather them to come and die at our project, die with dignity and freedom, not die during the time that they stay working or chained on their leg. If I see any elephant are in bad condition, I will take them right away. We have to buy their freedom to be our project.
How many elephants do you have at Elephant Nature Park right now?
At the moment, we have 83 elephants at our project, but we rescue more than 100.
Right, I know you've gotten a ton, but 83 are living right there at the Elephant Nature Park.
Yes, we have 83.
Incredible. Incredible. And how many locations, because you have other locations, so people can volunteer in a lot of different ways, and Save Elephant Foundation is involved in several of these. How many other locations besides Elephant Nature Park do you have?
We have at the moment 28 locations. That is, we help the other Korean tribe, or we help the other camp owner to open their own sanctuary, because most owners that we help them to open, they used to work for circus and elephant riding. We put our model, we educate them, invite them to come and learn about our project, and we put our model for them, and we convince them to take the saddle off and work with elephant, like our model, inhumane, and let elephant to stay close to the nature, and the people can volunteer, use the money to sustainable and protect elephant and environment around the area.
How is the Save Elephant Foundation funded?
We sustainable by the people who visit us. You know, we don't get help by the government, but people come to visit our project, and then we use the money. We have to be very careful to use the money. When the volunteer come and pay to stay with us, we use that money to look after elephant, to pay for food and lot, for volunteer, for medicine, for food for elephant, and pay for the local community to work with us. That is the main fund that we get from volunteer and visitor.
I was taking a look at, I guess it was your Instagram feed, and I saw the photo of you at the United Nations in New York at the Global Pact for the Environmental Summit, and you gave credit to French President Emmanuel Macron for his assistance in that. Was it due to the French government support that you attended the event, or how did they help out?
I get support by French embassy in Thailand, and but President Macron, I'm very honored that is President Macron invite me to learn about global warming in United Nations. It's quite surprised me, you know, as I work in the jungle, and I never believe about that President Macron have a letter direct to me. And for me, I'm just a small person, then to receive that letter is overwhelming and very honored and very exciting for that. And yes, and that, yeah, I get invited in there for their work, and to invite me in there, I think this is a huge support for me to be there as well.
But you get a lot of attention like that. You've had that attention from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. You've had that attention, I've understand, I've read it. People like Paul McCartney and stuff have wanted to learn from you.
Yeah, and also Mr. Robert Bob Barker, that is, he also support our project.
Amazing. Yeah, Bob Barker, right, who supports the Sea Shepherd, donated money to them so they could buy one of their boats. People listening might be surprised to know that elephants are literally tortured into submission to be used by humans. And some people, and that's probably why elephants now are no longer in circuses in America. This has been a growing awareness. In Thailand, it's called the Pajan, but it occurs anywhere elephants are used by humans, correct?
Yes, that's true. You know, elephant is very strong bond to each other, especially elephant, they have their social life. They have mother, they have nanny, they have auntie, they have sister. And tourist industry need a baby elephant to be a spotlight and highlight of the business. So the baby elephant have taken away from the mother when they are very young. Many of the mother elephant who stay with us, they never witnessed that, is especially like one we have, the oldest elephant here we rescued not long ago. She have 5 baby. After I searched her history, she never have her baby more than 1 year. They take away her baby away to sell to the business, like a circus, and to zoo, to locking camp. So when they arrive and we learn about that, they're desperate to have a baby. They're desperate to be the herd. They're desperate to join the family. This kind of thing that is, I just think that is, sometimes human doesn't know that. We maybe get entertained from the elephant, and we maybe see that is elephant are so cute. and we expect that to have them for our entertainment, but we don't learn about that. It's, they need as much as we need. They need a family as we also, you know, need that. So many business, when they use the baby elephant, I want the tourist to understand an investigation. Don't just think it's we on selfie with the baby, we happy. But the baby elephant is not happy. They miss their own mother. And the mother is broken heart when they have take the baby away from them. And this kind of thing, you know, they bring them to train. It's horrible to see that, to separate the baby and brainwash them.
Right, and they basically cause huge emotional and physical pain for this animal, as you say, to make it forget its family. And it's really hugely traumatic on the elephants to be separated from one another. And obviously, as you point out, just as traumatic on the mother elephant, a horrible story that you've described there. And even though they are a national symbol of Thailand, there aren't really any laws to prevent people in Thailand from using the elephants in captivity in circuses or begging on the streets, or even to prevent abuse of elephants, correct?
Yeah, many governments try to go to change the law and to make the stronger law to protect. But to be honest, in here, they have a group of the people who do the elephant business. And it's not easy because the more money talk, the more that is make the law are more difficult. And so some group that is there said this is their culture and this is their traditional. Whoever talks about this is not really a peaceful. Even some official try to go and do something. And also, it's a lot of problem in here. And, you know, for me, in the other side of the people who use elephant for circus, they're not happy about me. But I don't mind for that because they speak to protect their own pocket. But I will carry on to do my job to voice for elephant.
And in some cases, the elephants, again, as we pointed out, the elephants that Lek targets to bring into the park are elephants that are abused, are disabled, are elderly, have enormous challenges. Many of them are blind, as she said earlier. 17 elephants are blind on the property. A number of other elephants with serious injuries, some of them having legs that are either broken, hips. It's just really extraordinarily humbling when you see videos of the condition that these elephants are in. But the flip side is they are now roaming free. They're able to interact and kind of picking up what you were talking about with the separation and how traumatic that can be. One of the amazing things about the Elephant Nature Park is not only are you getting these elephants freedom, but they can then create their own families and herds on your property.
Yes. Yeah. As I tell you, I believe that is they deserve the family. And, you know, I understand that so many people from around the world want to come experience to touch elephant, to kiss elephant, but I just want to tell to everyone to understand these elephants, they have been touched by hand so many decades. Some elephant that is from our history that is we rescue, they owned by the past 20 owners. They work from nearly every job, from logging to street baking to tourist industry, to the circus, to the elephant festival, until they old and they lost eye vision. They have nothing to showing their natural food. When they arrive with us, they almost have a very short time left. So, you know, we believe that is animal, they come from wild, they belonging to their home, and they also need a respect. At Elephant Nature Park in 2018, we were announcement that is we will have people stay distant to them. If they want to come and enjoy with elephant, they will come and see elephant to stand on their group and less disturb them. And this is what is we will move forward on that. And we will stop our program to bat elephant because it's in their life they get touched enough by people hand. And now is the time for them to stay on independent. And, you know, I hope that the tourists will understand that their animal doesn't matter any living in this planet. They're born for their own reason. If they're not born for us, they don't decide for us at all. So we want to move forward to the next step in 2018.
Well, a key part of your approach, and certainly I say this for people who are listening right now, is the volunteer aspect. People who love animals get a chance to pay what is a very small fee to come and work as a volunteer at Elephant Nature Park or one of the other sites that Lek has talked about that Save Elephant Foundation run. That fee covers the person's food and lodging, but what it really does is it helps to provide food, medicine, other needs of the animals. As Lex said, that is the primary source of funding that they get at SaveElephant.org. Talk about the ways that people can get involved and be volunteers, especially just you're talking right to them, people who are in Hawaii who love animals. It's a very special opportunity that you offer.
Yeah, I just talk about volunteer program. You know, it's about 12,000, which is about 300 something for a whole week, in that including transport, lodge, 3 meals a day in 7 days. To be honest, we never put the price up since 2003. But the reason is we focus more in education, because we believe when volunteers stay with us, we need the voice. We focus on education because we believe that education will make the impact of the change. And that is so many tourist industry grow up and million people looking to come to ride elephant and see elephant circus in our country compared with the number of volunteers. So that's why we don't put the price up, because we want everyone can be able to come and learn and can bring the voice out to spread around the world and education others. And we want the people, you know, one day to see the tourists to come to traveling around the globe to respect for the other living like an elephant and don't use anymore to be the part of tourist entertainment. So that's what mainly our aims, that use Elephant Nature Park to be education center for tourists around the world.
You also are very smart to involve the local communities, where not only you hire local people to be involved with the park, but you also have some of your programs where you have still captive elephants that are owned by private owners, and then they bring them to be part of your program, and it allows volunteers to work with those elephants, and those elephants get sort of like an exposure to a potentially a new life. Talk about how this is helpful to those elephants that are owned by private owners that get to interact with your volunteers.
Yeah, okay, I tell you something. For over decades, it's the people who do the elephant business, they don't like me much. They mark me as the enemy. But in order to work with animal, most animal rights people might say that they love animal, but they hate people. But it doesn't work with my philosophy, because it's, for me, I think that it's, if we want to help the animal, we have to forget about human politics. So when the people just say that, they use the word they hate me, no, I don't hate back, because it's in every single day, if we want to help the animal, we must focus to help animal, focus about what people think about us. We can't let the hate win above love. You know, we have to bring love bigger than hate. So this kind of thing, when I work with them, it doesn't matter. I don't fight back to them, because if I want to change them, I must hug them very close and make sure that is I will change them from the love. I must change them from become a friend with them. I have so many people who really doesn't like me at all, attack me for many years, and I bring them close, and then I work with them, slowly change them. You know, one thing about a business, the mainly that is people make business is the money. And if we know that money is the answer, what we have to do, the animal happy, human happy, we have to be in the middle and bring them income. We can't talk about the elephant conservation business is competition. We cannot make them opposite side, but we must help them on that. And if we want the animal to be happy, so we must share and we must care for them. And that's why we start. I walk with the elephant circus people. I walk with the street begging. I walk with the locking people. It doesn't matter. I like the way they treat the animal in the past. But I think I always believe that we can change them. We can't just think that people will be always bad. But everyone can change by education. So I invite them to our project. And after that, start to show them, offer them, convince them, and let them change slowly, step by step. Now that's why we have 28 projects that we start now and start for volunteer with them, help them to sustainable, stand up by their own leg. And Save Elephant Foundation and Elephant Nature Park, we share our experience and send our staff to train them and work with them.
Yeah, so it improves the lives of the elephants in their custody, what you're saying. And also, in addition to that, you're showing them an alternate form of income so that they could make money with the elephant that does not involve any cruelty, so that instead of people riding the elephant or the elephant painting things or the elephant carrying lumber or whatever, they can earn money, but the elephant won't be doing any of that. The elephant will just be being natural and being cared for. That's basically the idea, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's win-win for both. They get the money, they treat elephant well, and they're happy.
That's
and,
right.
You know, when I went to the camp, and I can understand that some owner, when they see the elephant rolling in the mud, swimming and happy, I can see that some of them full of the tear, and then they turn back to us, we firm them. And they said they never know that elephant have emotional. You see that the way that the people stay with elephant, and they believe elephant is an animal. They believe that elephant no feeling. So that's why it's the big war between them and animals. But after we show them the model, after we show them the way how elephant living, and then suddenly the way of their thinking are totally changed. And they love elephant even more, you know. And this is something I have experienced with many projects. And we work very close to them, you know. And I didn't have much time to rest, to be honest. I work nearly every day, you know. I try to go and change one camp to other camp. And today I announced another camp will change. With this camp, a very big camp before and very famous camp. And take a long time to convince the owner. The owner have 18 elephants for circus. So I will announcement today is this camp will open tomorrow. And I work with them for almost 2 years.
It's incredible. It's a very slow process, you're saying, to very gently try to win these people over and convince them through love, basically. You convince them that the animals can, you can still make money on the elephant, but it's going to be a whole different way of doing it where the elephant is happy, the elephant is being natural, and you really are changing the owners. Like you said, you're creating a whole new model for how tourism can be done to treat the elephants right.
One thing is not just only me alone. With our team and our volunteer who spend at the project, after they have experience with Elephant Nature Park and they learn a lot of things, when they come home, they help to educate other people. And I think that is when the market outside start to say no, then elephant riding and elephant circus in Thailand have to automate their business. And this is, I think, is the part of that I want to give credit for volunteer who work hard to help us to voice from outside as well.
And you should. And that's why I wanted you on the air, because I know there are hundreds of thousands of people here in Hawaii who love animals, who could be volunteers. And there's, and it's not just elephants. There are dogs, hundreds of them, cattle, buffalo, cats. So it's a way to be surrounded by animals. And so for someone who loves animals, it's just a great, it's just a win-win, because you're helping these elephants that really need a break. You're helping to convince people who own elephants that there's another way of doing business with them. And then, like you said, you go home from the experience and you can share it with other people and explain the importance of doing sustainable, proper tourism with elephants and not having elephant shows or elephant painting. Or elephant circuses. But one of the things about you, Lek, that for people who've watched videos of you, and I assume after this you're going to have a lot of people being curious about what I'm talking about, people who haven't seen, they're going to look you up online and they'll look on YouTube. And one thing you'll see is you'll see videos of Lek sitting under elephants. And it appears when you watch enough of these that, and you listen to what you say about it, that the elephants basically are treating you like a baby and a loved one, and that's what they like to do. They like to put the loved one underneath of them where a baby elephant would fit so perfectly. And I guess my first question is, it looks like the elephants are very careful and that they are aware they could accidentally hurt someone if they stepped on them. Is that true? They're very careful. They don't ever step on you.
To be honest, I feel stay under elephant, I feel more safe than I walk to beside the street. Because they are really care, and they accept me as the herd. And also, you know, not just only me, anyone that is walk with me on the herd, they accept them. So these elephants are really be careful. I never get stepped from by them, you know. And especially one elephant, she think I am her baby.
Famai?
Famai, yes.
Yeah, I've watched the videos. I mean, it's absolutely incredible, the stuff that... And how about the male elephants, like Navan? Do you still snuggle with him, or is that a different
thing? No, it's Navan. Navan, when he's young, he's okay, but now he's a boy, you know, and the boy is that natural. When they grow up, they become independent, and they're very, very proud about themselves. And Navan is so much at the moment, is he start to go run over around, you know, he... Sometimes he pushed the nanny, sometimes he pushed the mother. Very soon, all the same, all the boy, the nanny will kick him out of the herd, and then he will have to be stay distant from them. So Fauna One, him and his friend, they will go to stay in the area that we prepare for them with a strong and healthy group, not stay with the handicapped blind, because sometimes he can disturb and can be a problem for them as well, because no one like to go and push someone who weaker than him.
Right.
And he have his own personnel, yeah.
And he's and to explain for people listening, Navan is also a fully healthy elephant that was born there on the property. So he doesn't have any disabilities, very strong. And the male elephants, as you're pointing out, tend to have an entirely different behavior than the females. So
yeah.
all of the elephants that people would see roaming around generally in groups at Elephant Nature Park are females, correct?
Yeah, and we have before Chang Yim, and when he was 4.5, Chang Yim stay with the mother, and now also Yindi stay with the mother. Yindi and Navan similar age. The nanny still don't push him out yet because he's a quite, they have very personal. But Navan, he already start to go, and he start to push that old grandmother, he start to go, because he have a tusk, his tusk very sharp. So a couple nanny have big cut from him right now, you know, the vet have to go and treat every day, you know, and sometimes when we treat the nanny, Navan came along and start to chase the vet. And he doesn't want anyone be on his way. He's a little bit naughty. Yeah, so I still work with him, you know, and every day. But only some people can stay close to him. But some can even go stay next with Navan, because he more naughty than anyone else. He more confident.
that's funny. So when they pick up their foot, and they're holding their foot above your knee, as it happens in some of the pictures. You're sitting on the ground, and the elephant is moving around you. And sometimes they'll pick up their foot, and they'll just kind of hover it in the air over your knee. That's just also another way of them hugging you, huh? They're always aware. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they have two things different. You know, I have Farmai. Sometimes she put the foot that is to hug me. Tongchan use the trunk to hug me. First, I use her tail, the tail that very strong. She hugged and pushed me under her. By use the tail, she came to see me in the back and put the tail to block me and push me under her. You know, they have a different way to go. And I learn about them, but they're very clever. I still can have to find out what that means. It's a lot of things. They're very intelligent above us.
There's no question. Very, very smart animals. And so thinking of ways people can support you, in addition to being a volunteer or just making an outright donation to the organization, I know that you've gotten some blankets for baby elephants from the Facebook group called Blankets for Baby Rhinos, which anyone listening can join and then help knit or crochet blankets as part of this global effort. There are 1,500 people around the world. They all coordinate with Facebook. Everybody does a little bit, and then these blankets can be used for baby rhinos. Of course, there's a horrible rhino poaching crisis that we talk about frequently on the air. But my question is, if people listening wanted to do something similar for you guys and just make bigger blankets, coats for the adult elephants in your care, is that something that you could use?
Yes, yes. If to make the knitting, that should be the site, 2.5 by 3, that to use for copper, because some elephants are big, some elephants are small. But we use, especially we have here, we use for the old elephant, because in the cold season it's unbelievable, it's cold, and you know, maybe not cold as the same in your country, but for our project, if we are like a 5 degrees, it's the old grandmother elephant, they can't stand well on that, they're shaking, and some of them have like a stroke. We have to make fire all around, and we are the warm country. We don't have a heater, you know, this is a problem, and especially many of them not well, you know, they're not strong enough, so we have to provide and help them to cover their body.
So that's one thing that people can do in addition to volunteering, which is the main thing, but I just throw that out there because I know a lot of people are creative with sewing, and it would be a great way to make that. You said something about size. Did you say something like 2 by 3 feet? Is that the size it should
be? No, 2 by 3, 2.5 meters.
Meters. Okay, I'm sorry. So 2.5 meters by 3 meters. 2.5 meters by 3 meters. That's how big the coats, the blanket should be. Okay. Well, that's a very good piece of information. And people can, in addition to making blankets for the elephants, in addition to going there and volunteering, people and businesses can sponsor elephants and programs that you have, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And also, One main thing I would like to ask for help is voice for the elephant. If you care about elephant education, the other people who want to come to ride elephant to see, or see elephant circus, please don't support that because it's animals are suffer behind.
Right, and to spread the word that riding elephants or elephants painting things or an elephant circus, all of that is bad news. All of that involves animals that were basically tortured into submission to cooperate like that. And you're strongly discouraging people from participating in that. I read that you do a unique form of souvenir, too, that people can buy that supports your efforts.
For the souvenir that is we do right now, you know, we support the family that is come from the tribe to make their own products, weaving more like their own traditional. And also we support the local community that is the Mahout family. They do a organic coffee. That is, we help them with the products. And also the person that is help us to buy a coffee and make a coffee to support the local community is Bert von Romer, the man who helped us with the land. And he have the coffee company. So he helped to buy the other shade grow from the Mahout family. So at the moment, we used to support them to protect their own environment by used plant the coffee under forest. We stopped the fire burn for our forest for a couple of years already. No fire burn in around the area and can protect a lot of forest and wildlife. And this is we help for the local community.
And the mobile medical mission that goes to the elephants in need, you guys provide that. It's sort of like an ambulance. That's something else that could be sponsored. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we at the moment, because so many camps, that is when the elephant's sick, it's hard to call for the doctor. And one thing that's to stop the elephant and the animals around to get to treat, we send our vet to go and visit them. In a month, we visit, like once a month, but we rotate for many camps to check for blood, to check for many things. And if we see this elephant will get sick or educate them, we can treat them very easy. And also we have the program for the dog and cat. We neuter every area that we go because so many stray dogs, stray cat. So we help them for free and we do everything for free in our mobile clinic. And we use the money from the visitor, you know, who visit us. We share the money this to them. And also now we open the local community vet clinic and we treat their animal for free. But just with the condition, they must control the population of the animal and they must register with us. And all the animal must be neutered or animal must be vaccine. So we educate them as well. We want to stop the number of the suffer animal by the stray dog or cat. But this is all support by our visitor and by tourists.
So people can sponsor the mobile medical mission, right? Company could sponsor that and you would appreciate that.
We need a lot of sponsor. At the moment we share the money from our visitor and if anyone could help us with the medicine, you know, vaccine, many dog that is dealing with flea and tick. It's a lot of things need on that and many animals sick. So the most expensive that is we have paid in the project is the medicine. So we need, if any company would like to go and help and support us on that, we will very appreciate it. And this is also we need on that.
Let me give people the contact information where they can also donate, they can make reservations to make a trip there and be a volunteer. SaveElephant.org is the website of the foundation that LEC has. ElephantNaturePark.org is the website for the actual park. For Americans who are seeking a tax-deductible donation, look for links to make your donation through the Serengeti Foundation, and you'll see that right there on their donate page. If you are curious about things and you want to, maybe you want to make blankets for LEC's elephants, maybe you have a question about something else you could do. Maybe you could get them medicine supplies. Maybe you have a lot of money and want to make a huge donation and support one aspect of their program. Give them an email. You can email them at info@saveelephant.org and the same at the elephantnaturepark.org. On Facebook, you can find them, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube. We have all their contact information. All of our previous Helping Hand guests, the full-length interview, the radio feature, all waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. I had a question about one of your recent elephants that got there, Dala. Am I pronouncing her name right?
Yes, that's correct.
Dala. And this is sometimes when you watch the videos of the elephants that you guys are bringing in there, it's enough to make you cry. And I don't know how you can handle keeping yourself together considering some of these animal situations. But this one in particular really was struggling to get around. She's got a really bad leg. She can't lay down to go to sleep. How is Dala?
Yeah, Dala is she forced breeding. She injured by the forced breeding program. When the owner want a baby, they shackle her and then they let the bull rape her. So somehow that bull attack her and turn her over. She bad injury and her shoulder dislocate. Her leg, all four leg is injury somewhere somehow. But the front right leg is the worst. So when we take her here, the worst part is her traumatized. She afraid for everything around her. She panic for everything. We have to heal her by peaceful living and keep her stay in a very, very quiet. But somehow she still not trust the situation. She fear for people. She fear for many things around her. We treat her with medical and laser treatment, whatever thing that we can provide to Dala. But what has happened that is since she stayed with us for a month, she never sleep, she never lie down, and her feet are get worse. So somehow we have to move her to the better bed. And just only I want to let you know the good news. She sleep now for tonight, and this is something amazing. And is she get only tonight sleep? She getting much better.
She laid down to sleep.
Yeah, she laid down to sleep. I have a picture, but the picture not clear. She sleep quite a long hours and snore, very peaceful sleep. And this is we come to the right way, and we are so happy for that.
Well, that's great news, because that's a real hard video to look at. Her, it hurts. I mean, and she's the one using her trunk as like a leg, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, it's just too much. I mean, you look at something like that, you know, like I said, you're a tough lady to be able to see the things you've done and stand up on behalf of these animals. You've been very generous today. I'm really hoping to get there myself in person.
Please.
I'd love to do a follow-up interview with you there and just try to support you guys. And when people buy like souvenirs on your website, t-shirts, that sort of thing, all that money goes to help you too, correct?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Anything else that you wanted to get out there, Lek, before I wrap it up?
Yeah, I would like to ask for all the tourists who listen to your radio, please, if anyone come to Thailand, please consider it. Don't support any business that use animal to entertainment, because it's many of animal are suffer behind. So many tourists that use animal, and the monkey take away from the mother, the bird that they trap and put them in the cage to show or to release. This is a lot of program that tourists don't understand about that. But please think about that. Don't use animal to be a part of your travel plan. I ask on this, including elephant and everyone, you know. And if they want to travel somewhere, you know, to see that, please investigation before you spend the money.
It's really good advice. And certainly at saveelephant.org and elephantnaturepark.org, you can get some ideas on ways to explore Thailand and see animals in a way that will not hurt them and will really help them. It's been a huge honor to get to talk to Save Elephant Foundation and Elephant Nature Park founder Lek Chilert, who has really showed what you can do with your life. I can't tell you enough. You're a huge inspiration, and I'm just so grateful you'll let me try to help support your efforts in some way. And on behalf of all those elephants whose lives you've saved or made better, thanks for doing what you do. It's really touching.
Thank you very much for your kind support to allow me to speak in your radio program. Thank you. Thank you very much for Hawaii people, and hope to see you soon.
I hope so, too. It would be great to see you out there.
Aloha, Lek Chilert from Save Elephant Foundation and Elephant Nature Park from Thailand. You may remember I was a guest here with my friend Devlon on Helping Hand. Right now we have a first round to support a non-organization. Please become a member today and you were going to help us to help with others. Hear how to become a member, and thank you for your support.
I appreciate it, Lek. I really do. I can't thank you enough for doing this. What an incredible place. When I look at pictures of that place or videos, I can't wait to come there. I really, I can't say enough. I mean, it looks magical. It looks like you could just spend the rest of your life there. It's so beautiful what you're doing. So just know, I really appreciate it, Lek, and I'll stay in touch with Rye. How do you say it? Is it Rye? Did you say it's Rye? Yeah.
Rye. Rye. Rye.
Okay. I will stay in touch with Rye, and just thank you for doing what you do. You really inspire me. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Thank you, Deb. I'm looking to see you soon.
God bless you, Lek. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.